This is Bob Wynn with The View From Here. We've been installing some new equipment to provide a better signal for one of our radio stations up on Stuckle Mountain. Now, most people don't realize the top of Stuckle Mountain is over 7,000 feet. Indeed, once you're up there, it's quite a spectacular view. Being the non-technical individual on the crew, I had a lot of time to look around from up there. Basically, the technical folks did all the equipment work of installing and tuning and prioritizing, etc. Me? Well, I was the grunt of the crew. You need muscle to move things or hold wires or drag up equipment? Well, that was my job. But looking around the basin from that elevation, one thing struck me as completely different than the other times I've been up there the last few years. That being the green fields. Yep. Green fields alive and well throughout the Klamath Basin. Really didn't matter which way you looked from up there. The green fields were abundant and everywhere. It's amazing what water can do when farmers are allowed to use it wisely. Matter of fact, although it hasn't rained in quite some time, there were several ponds on Stuckle Mountain that had quite a bit of water in them. Not quite the supposed drought and restrictions on irrigation the government would have you believe. Even on top of the mountain, there was substantial growth in the underbrush and wildlife seemed to abound. But I digress. The point of this view was that even though we have a ton of water and the government has begrudgingly supplied some to our irrigators, there is nothing in the refuge. Think about that. No water in the refuge for what, the last 5 years or so? Remember when the Tule Lake Refuge was a vital part of the Pacific Flyway? Remember not too long ago when ducks and geese were as thick as fleas on a dog on our refuge as they made their annual migration? Not only did it supply hundreds of jobs and provided thousands of hunters with an almost endless supply of birds, it was also home to predators like bald eagles, hawks, etc. Now, it's all gone. As I looked over at it from atop Stuckle Mountain, it was brown, dead, and deserted. Completely different from the vibrant green fields around it. And why? Good question. Once again, our federal government is determined to stick with their useless plan for the supposed endangered suckerfish and their ridiculous idea that salmon will return to the upper Klamath Lake. They've decimated a key part of the Pacific Flyway over their pie-in-the-sky ideals, and it's not going to come back for years and years and years. That is, if we can ever get some reasonable people to manage our water here in the Klamath Basin. If that happens, well, you know, maybe we've got a shot. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.